all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
For the Boss Man Show, time for my man, the Tommy from Memphis, JC Smith, bruh. High life over there down in 901 today, man.
Hey, it's hot. Man, the heat index is like 103 degrees today, man. So it's a hot one up there, man.
Bruh, before we get to the segment today, how going with the battles about kids going to school in Memphis? I know you got to have a young son or daughter there, so what are you hearing about that, man, for us, the school kids going to school in Memphis, man?
Man, you know, right now, they're kind of leaving it up to the parents. You know, if you want to keep your kids home and online learning, you can do that. Or if you want to send them to school, it's a deadline, man. They're coming up in a few days where we have to decide on, you know, what we're going to do with the kids, man. My kids are staying home. I don't trust the school system. The school system's ability to keep them safe. So they're gonna be at home this semester.
Man, no doubt. Most definitely. Well, bruh. Stay in Tennessee, man. Derrick Henry got him a contract today. 4 years, $50 million, bro. He's going to get for this season coming up. He's going to get for $3 guaranteed, $12 million signing bonus. Next year, fully guaranteed, $10.5 million. In 2022, $12 million. In 2023, $12.5 million. So he's guaranteed $25.5 million over 2 years, which is 2.66 more than what he got on the franchise tag. So how you liking Derrick Henry's contract and him being in Tennessee for at least 2 more years guaranteed?
I like it. You know, I think at this point in his career, he deserves it. like I said, leading rusher last year, led the league in rushing touchdowns. We had, 14, if I'm not mistaken, rushing touchdowns last year. He deserves it, man. You know, he's not a guy that he's not like a Zeke Elliott type where he's going to, you know, whine or complain about his contract or anything like that, man. He's going to go out there and he earned it, man. So he doesn't have to play on the franchise tag and got the extension, got the guaranteed money, you know, at the running back position. So I think it's a great deal. I think you're going to get, whenever the season does kick back off again, man, you're going to get, I think it's like a very similar season this upcoming season as he had last year. Man, I think Derrick Henry still has probably about a good 2 or 3 years, prime years left in him, man, because he came out with 2016 out of Alabama, man. So he's already, 4 years in. So going into year five, man, I think if he stays healthy, I think he could put up another, you know, close to 1,500-yard season again, man, over the next couple of seasons. And then, you know, of course, the eventual decline of all running backs.
I think that he will definitely get that 2022 year at $12 million, but 2023, a little bit skeptical about. I'm not sure he'll get there for a few at $12.5 million.
Yeah. I hear you, man.
Not sure about that one. Another guy got a contract. Defensive end for the Chiefs, Chris Jones, JC, 4 years, $80 million, with $60 million functionally guaranteed. And those, the Chiefs' new thing is guarantee mechanisms in March. They're the same thing they did for Mahomes, talking about that last week. So Chris Jones gets $16.2 million this year guaranteed, no signing bonus, 21.5 in 2021, 22.3 in 2022, and $20 million in 2023. Sounds like he has a contract, 4-year deal, $80 million, 67 guaranteed, so 3 years pretty much in his pocket, and he can get back to the market before he turns 30.
Hey, I love it. Like I said, the Chiefs said, you know, hey, there's some money to go around. And man, they feel of opportunity here where they can possibly. Matter of fact, boss, I think the Chiefs, you heard it here first, I think the Chiefs can go three-peat, man. I think they're going to be the first team to three-peat in the Super Bowl era. I think they're going to do it, man.
You think so?
I got a crazy feeling. It's like we've gotten so close with other dynasties. You know, the Patriots having an opportunity, the Cowboys having an opportunity, 49ers having an opportunity. I think the Chiefs are the dynasty of the 2020s. And they're going to, if they don't do it, they're going to come mighty close to it, man. But I got a feeling we're going to see a three-peat run here by the Chiefs, man.
Okay. I can dig that.
You heard it here first, man.
Hey, JC called it. He called it. He's claiming it right now, folks. It's for how I trust you about that. He's claiming it already. He's in Mahomes, hey, he trusts.
They'll call me Negro Diamonds for nothing, man.
I hear that. So, bro, we got this social justice front. King Steeles was a protest in front of the Kentucky Attorney General's house with a lot of different celebrities. Got arrested, spent the night in jail, got arrested this morning. It's funny. Well, not funny, but he spent more time in jail than Breonna Taylor spent in jail. Him and all those people who protested yesterday. And, I mean, civil disobedience is a result of an overnight stay in jail, typically. And he hit him with felony charges. Really? Crazy, right?
I heard about that, man. Yeah, you know, they had, like, the King Steeles was out there. Shout out to those guys, man. Trader Truth, you know, rapper from Houston, man. He was out there. Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She was up there. And old Yandy from Love & Hip Hop. They all were out there and got arrested, man. The district attorney up there, Daniel Cameron, up there in Louisville, man. And he's sitting on his hands right now and not willing to go ahead and bring forth charges. But what he has to understand, like, the outcry, you know, of the nation right now, man, is not going to stop until charges are brought against those officers, man, you know? So, like Clover, he still, man, a guy that's been at the forefront of social justice issues for the last few years now. Like I said, man, we need more like him. And like I said, man, keep Breonna Taylor's name out there, man. Call the district attorney in Louisville, man. Like, flood the phone lines. Do whatever you can, man, to charge the boy against those officers who murdered her.
Most definitely. And We're going to go off a little WNBA story. Atlanta, Don, who has Lyme disease, takes 64 pills a day, bro, and they told her that she cannot be medically exempt from playing in the WNBA bubble. If I don't know what high risk is, if you're taking 64 pills a day, I don't know what they doctors are thinking about in the WNBA, other than about the money.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know she is one of the biggest, maybe the biggest star in the WNBA when it comes down to marketability. But I knew about her issues. I didn't know that it was 64 pills she had to take. That's crazy, bro. Yeah, if I was her, I wouldn't play in that situation, man. You know, it's not worth it. I hate to say it, but it's the WNBA, not the NBA. Of course, the WNBA matters, but ain't nobody really checking for the WNBA, man. Like, they really didn't have to come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have waited to 2021 to play this season. Nobody was really checking for the WNBA anyway. But, yeah, that's a tough deal, man. I don't know if I was in her position if I could play under those conditions, man.
And the WNBA Atlanta Dream, WNBA Players Association Atlanta Dream want their owner, Senator Kelly Loeffler, to sell her shares of Atlanta Dream for her remarks about Black Lives Matter. It's funny how, as always, you can cheer us on when we're wearing your jersey. It's been your entertainment, but you don't care about us once the jerseys come off of our bodies. It's none other sad but true story, and proving it once more. All is about entertainment value when it comes to us. We're just the entertainment, the dark entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, man, like I said, it goes to show, you know, how much, you know, they really care there when it all comes down to it, man. That lady, from my understanding, really has no business being the owner anyway. We know where her interest lies as far as social matters, you know, where she sides, man. So, you know, the onus is on her to step down at this point. The WNBA should, if they're worth anything at all, man, should make her go ahead and step down or sell her shares of the team there.
Let's move to the NBA bubble. Let's start here. Somehow, Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports and Shams Charania of The Athletic and Stadium reported that there have been NBA snitch hotlines receiving multiple tips, and sources say this Chris Paul's behind it. Bro, if it's a novice tip line, how's it been leaked to Haynes and Charania, and how was it brought back to Chris Paul? I don't understand. So be an anonymous tip line. How are they getting enough information?
Yeah, like you said, you know, I wouldn't put it past to Chris Paul or somebody petty like that. You know, Chris Paul, president of the Players Association, Chris Paul, who hasn't won a ring yet, you know, is angling, you know, for any opportunity he can get, you know, to get closer to a ring. I'm trying to think of other guys, like, they would be that petty. Like, if it is indeed true, that could possibly, you know, I think LeBron would do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this tournament here, this set up is, you know, mainly for him, really, you know, for him to try to get his fourth ring. So, you know, I'm sure he's gung-ho, wants to do everything he can within the rules, or maybe outside the rules also, as far as snitching. Yeah, man. Like, those are a couple of guys. I can see, like, a Jimmy Butler being petty. Maybe, like, it's a guy he doesn't like on another team. Maybe calling and dropping the dime. Like, I can see a few guys down there snitching, man, hitting the hotline number up.
Most definitely. And Rashawn Holmes is quarantined 10 days because he got some Uber Eats. He came out of Uber Eats. Like, bruh, like, you can have somebody bring it in for you. Like,
yeah, like that, you know, they gonna learn today as far as the rules, man. They're not playing down there. It's strict. You can't cross the gun line. They got a gun line down there in Orlando, and you cross that gun line, man, it's gonna be problems.
And bro, a lot of them been out there fishing on the lake. I'm thinking about this. Chris Paul's gonna snitch on some dudes who get on the boat to go get them some in the lake. I'm telling you, he gonna sneak out to the lake on a boat to get them some to sneak back in. That's how you can do it. You can get out of the bubble by getting on the lake out there. So my Florida knowledge from knowing from being in Florida, I know the lay of the land. You get on a boat in the lake, you can go get some to get back to the bubble. But Chris Paul gonna tell on him, or LeBron gonna do something. Somebody gonna snitch on somebody.
Somebody snitch, man. Somebody tell him.
You know, I was like, man, these dudes really out here is tripping, bro. Like, for real, for real. And another thing we have is, like, guys inside the bubble, something positive. Harrison Barnes, Monte Morris, the Nuggets, and Michael Beasley. So this is what concept kind of gets shaky, bro, because no guys traveled from their home markets, right? And, you know, practicing together, not really. You know, you can be negative today and positive tomorrow, right? So that's the issue, I think, beyond the Disney staff. If you get past this first initial period from when they were traveling from their home markets, you may be okay besides the Disney staff coming in every day. Maybe.
Right.
What's your thoughts, bro?
Man, like I said, it's uncharted territory. This is unprecedented. You're going to get more guys, you know, notably, you know, as far as big names. The other day, Russell Westbrook tested positive, man. Like, I'm not going to be surprised at all if you hear more big names, you know, in the days, the weeks to come, test positive. But my thing is, like, what happens? Like, you take a some other guys in the Western Conference right now, like, maybe James Harden test positive, man, you know. Maybe somebody big for the Lakers, AD or somebody test positive, like, you know, while the games are going on. Like what happens then, man? Does the whole team, you know what I'm saying, at that point have to quarantine? Like how does that really work, man? And the NBA doesn't really know. You know, I guess you pretty much, you know, just taking it, you know, case by case at this point, man. But like I said, this is going to be the craziest thing I think we've ever seen. It's going to be like the most surreal and weird thing that we're going to watch these, you know, great players out there playing in the playoffs and no fans. And, you know, I was watching the TBT tournament. I don't know if you had a chance to catch that the other day, Bob.
I did.
Where they played for $1 million, man. And, you know, it was just weird, man. Like, they're playing in, like, a convention center or something, man, like a convention center gym. And, you know, all you hear is just, you know, the players talking and the shoes squeaking. You know, it's different, man. It really is. I guess after a while you get used to it. But it's hard to imagine, you know, NBA playoffs going on and no home court advantage, no fans. You know, we're just out there, like, watching almost like AAU tournament pickup basketball or something. It's crazy, man.
Yes, it will be. Well, bro, tell people what you got for them this week on Essentials AF podcast and recap from last week's show if you got time.
Yeah, no doubt. Essential AF podcast, man, the number one rated podcast in the Mid-South. I'm sure I'm making those numbers up, but damn it, we are going to be number one at some point in time. Oh, man. Last week, man, you know, we talked about Will and Jada, the entanglement. We talked about T.I. versus 50. We talked about Terry Crews. So, you know, coming up this week, man, you know, we got to get into some bigger stories coming up. You know, Nick Cannon, you know, being fired from Viacom, man. What's going to happen to him and, you know, and everything in regards to that. Man, so some other big stories we'll talk about as well, man. So make sure you tune in. Check us out. You can catch us live on Facebook. Catch us live on YouTube. Hashtag Essential AF Podcast. Make sure you like and share, and please subscribe to our YouTube channel as well.
Bro, I got one bonus one for you. In the Boston Bone segment, we talked about a Florida story of a Florida woman struggling to shoot up her man because he broke up with her because she was going to bars, pool parties, and kickbacks. He broke up with her, so she tried to shoot him at his apartment from the outside to the window. So what are your thoughts? I mean, my man wanted to live and not die. He just tried to kill him anyway.
Hey, man, you said Florida, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I don't know why Netflix has not come up with this yet. Boss, maybe me and you need to get together and develop this. Like, there needs to be a Netflix series, documentary called Florida Man. All right? And, you know, and basically you just kind of go and tell the stories. Maybe have, like, actors reenact the all the different news stories in the Boss Report, man, over the years of all the Florida incidents, man. I think that is a million-dollar idea, man. So,
yeah,
Boss, like, I want to give a producer credit, man.
Hey, that's a great idea, because the Florida Man stories are one of a kind.
It really is. It is. Like, I'm surprised nobody has come to Netflix with this yet.
Hey, we need to get together and write this up.
I'm serious. Let's do it. I'm dead serious.
I'm with
man.
You.
Let's do it.
That's a great-ass idea. I'm with you. So we going to do
Let's
that.
Go.
We going to do that for
Let's
sure, bro.
Go.
Let's get that going. Well, folks, JC Sports Report, check out his podcast. Check out the Boss Report, BossMenshow.com. Folks, we are out.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.